This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Reports of creepy clown sightings have rippled across the country over the last few weeks, and almost all of them have been debunked as hoaxes. So you might think it's a challenging time to be a clown. Tiffany Riley and Dick Monday make a living as clowns. They're a husband and wife team who clown around in hospitals entertaining sick kids. Tiffany Riley, Dick Monday, thanks for being here.
A pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Tiffany, let's start with the obvious question. What's it like to be a clown in the middle of all this?
It is unsettling, just because you don't know really what's going to happen out there. But to be completely honest, the power of what we are able to do, particularly at Children's Health, it kind of overcomes anything that could happen there. Yeah.
When I teach clowning, and we teach at the University of North Texas, out of 40 hours of study, I spend about 2 to 4 hours on makeup. The rest is about building what's inside the clown. And I think this whole scary thing is a gift to the clown world, because now maybe people will say, what is a clown? Because we haven't seen any real clowns doing any of this terrorism.
Now, you two have been doing this for a long time. Have you encountered a kid or someone afraid of clowns? And how do you deal with that?
Anyone who looks different, I think it's a human quality. I'm going to go, wait a minute, I need to check this out. This doesn't look like my dad. Or maybe it does, but well, with my kids, it is their dad. But but we do have to deal with that. A couple of things happen. Number one, a mother holding a small child. The small child is smiling and waving at you, and the mother is saying, "Oh no, he's afraid of clowns." And you're saying, "Really? Are you sure you don't have some apprehension?" And many times that's the case. We have helped educate our nurses on the floors that when we were new to the hospital 10 years ago over at Children's, we would come to the door and the nurse would say, "Do you want a visit by a clown?" Kind of setting up this, like, why wouldn't you? And now they say, "Would you like a visit from some of my friends?" You know, it's so much easier. We certainly give people, if people are afraid, we can see that and we will not affect them. What we don't want to do is let the kid miss out on a great visit if the father happens to be afraid. And honestly, that has happened.
That has happened before.
Yeah. Well, and I would say also that beyond just the fear thing, sometimes kids will say no because they can't say no to anything at the hospital. So then it's our job to figure out, when does no mean no, they don't want to see us? And when does it really mean, yes, please come in here and take me to a different place?
I'm wondering, in the years that you've been doing this, is there an instance or a kid that really stands out in your head?
I like to try and think of the ones that I don't know what happened to, because I'm assuming that they're out there running on playgrounds. But
it's emotional work. The ones that touch us the most, I think, are the ones who maybe don't make it and who we can feel that we had something to do with their pathway that made it more bearable, lighter, that we were there for a moment to be clowns, which are good things.
Tiffany Riley and Dick Monday are clowns for the Funiatrics program at Children's Health in Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Great to be here. Come and join us at the hospital one day.